producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Our reporters are going to be joining us from New York City coming up in the next segment. I should have been plugging in the first hour. You're in for 4 hours of old Alex Jones today, old Alejandro. We're doing the fourth hour overdrive. I did 3 hours from about 1997 until about 2012. So for a while I did 3 hours. Then for a couple of years, I don't remember. I did 3 hours from about 1997. It's a teleprompter free, so sometimes I have to go back in memory. I did 3 hours from about 1997 to about 2004. Then I did 4 hours from 2004 to about 2012. And then I went back to 3 hours. But so many stations were carrying second, third, and fourth hour that a lot of them kept carrying the fourth hour. So we'd re-air the first hour in the fourth hour. So that's why that happens for the stations that wanted it out there. Nowadays, it doesn't even matter. The stations can program the satellites like a TiVo to play the hours however they want. But we still have that fourth hour open sometimes. That's why we call it overdrive. Sometimes I do 5 minutes. Sometimes I do 20 minutes. Sometimes I do the whole hour. I will be doing an entire hour from the new studio live today with our great crew who's always busy running this show and other shows. The nightly news, and so we've kind of been, I've been procrastinating moving into the new studio. I don't expect any train wreck stuff to happen, but it does. It's kind of fun to be doing that, so I'm looking forward to it. We're going to have other fourth hours in the future where I walk around the studio with a headset on. We're going to do stuff where I walk around on the streets doing live shows. I mean, I've done that for 8 years, but we're going to really start doing that a lot where I'll have reporters back here at home base hosting the show. And then I'll be walking around, you know, New York or London or Austin, interviewing people, talking to folks, really making it man on the street, really immersing myself in a teleprompter-free, talking point-free mindset. Because I find when I'm sitting around in a restaurant talking to friends or having a cigar once every couple months or something, you know, out by a pool or something with friends, that's where the real discussions happen. That's where the real in-depth truth comes out. And I'll be quite frank with you. I enjoy doing live feeds from home. I enjoy doing YouTubes. I upload. I tend to get so busy I don't. I'm going to focus on making that a focus more and more, where I might even once a week invite friends over to a pool location or to a restaurant or wherever where we're authorized to have it and just sit around and have dinner and broadcast live and maybe go out and smoke a cigar afterwards and just really have real discussions. Maybe fly people into Austin, too, just to hang out once a week and do a live feed so it doesn't get all caught up in the production and myself included worried about what's coming up or a bill I've got to sign or a sponsor I've got to talk to. Because that's what goes on here. Behind the scenes during the breaks, the guys try to keep me from doing it, but I'm just running around, putting out fires, dealing with this, dealing with that. I want to bring some real purity to this, and I also want to bring some positivity and try to inject, hey, we're covering negative stuff. That's because it's positive to admit what's wrong and not just sweep it under the rug. But here are some open solutions as well. And I know we already do that, but I want to focus on being positive and on really realizing that we can seize our destiny, seize the day. Fortune favors the bold. And my fortune is not a pile of diamonds. My fortune is having a future for my children to grow up in a world with your children. Don't we love our children? Before I had kids, I got so sick of that. For the children. You biologically get it once you have children. That it's about that human continuum and building a better world. We'll be right back with our reporters on the 9/11 anniversary. 13 years later, I'm Alex Jones.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, it's hard to believe 13 years it has passed since the tragic attacks of 9/11. And the mainstream media is replaying the airplanes and the towers falling and people jumping out and government coming to save us. Meanwhile, I knew at the time, because I studied history, that under Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan, and I'm not blaming Jimmy Carter or Ronald Reagan, when we say that, the intelligence agencies knowingly armed and helped create what is Al-Qaeda today. And I knew that they'd been protecting him. I knew Saudi Arabia was in bed with him. I was told by intelligence assets like Steve Pachinik, who ran basically Army psychological warfare out of the State Department. He ran the Camp David Accords on record. Okay, I mean, that's the kind of stuff we're talking about. I was told by him that bin Laden had already died and what hospital he was at. And then it came out in CBS News months later. Okay? And they would roll out his dead body later in a fake assassination thing. Might be a year, might be 10 years. Well, it was more than 10 years. I know NORAD stood down. I know there were bombs in the buildings. I know that 15 of the 19 hijackers came from Saudi Arabia. I interviewed the head of the visa section of the main Saudi Arabian U.S. Embassy, Springman, I saw him in the Toronto Star and in the Daily Mail up there, the national newspaper, and I got him on. And he said, we were ordered to let 15 of the hijackers in, even though they had Al-Qaeda designations, that they were maximum level terrorists. And we were called by the CIA when we refused to give them visas. They said, that's their cover. They work for us. So see, bare minimum, the CIA protected 15 of the 19 hijackers. Boom. Right there. Where is the real investigation in Congress? Well, the bombshell was dropped by Colonel Tony Schaefer yesterday, who ran the Army Black Op program against Al-Qaeda, and it was blocked twice under Stratus Ivey and Abel Danger from killing Osama bin Laden in the month before 9/11. Famous whistleblower, testified to Congress on yesterday, works for different intelligence groups and the Army War College. I'll just leave it at that. He is in there briefing Congress yesterday, explaining to them that basically this entire group is Al-Qaeda, and he dropped the bombshell on what is in the 28 pages that I've talked to different members of Congress that have been allowed to see it. The FBI is in the room when you go in. That's the tail wagging the dog. The Intelligence Committee cannot release it. They want it released. It exposes both Obama. It exposes, even though it happened before Obama got in, the same Democrats under Clinton that are running Obama today and the neocons under Bush knew Saudi Arabia was in charge of the hijackers and covered it up and wouldn't let other agencies stop 9/11, if you believe the official story, even at that limited hangout level, because it would embarrass the Saudis. So bare minimum, prior knowledge that Condoleezza Rice already got caught in. Remember, she got warned by Mary Willie Brown the day before 9/11 not to fly to New York that day. The San Francisco Chronicle on September 11th reported that in their internet version, September 12th in print. She was warned by Mayor Willie Brown. Or she warned Mayor Willie Brown, excuse me. I mean, that is just incredible. Absolutely incredible. You can look that up in the San Francisco Chronicle that she warned Mayor Willie Brown, I flipped it, to not fly the day before. The Joint Chiefs were going to be in New York that day and canceled a week before. Until 9/11, there was a shoot down order the generals had to shoot down aircraft that were going into populated areas. That power for generals to do that was taken away 1 month before 9/11 and given back to them 1 week after 9/11. There was a stand-down order. A coup with Saudi Arabia and criminal globalist forces bipartisanly inside our government, letting that take place bare minimum. That's 9/11 truth. That's what we know. And I can go on for hour after hour. I will in the fourth hour today do a special fourth hour special live out of the new studio that's about 30 yards away from where I sit. You've seen us do the nightly news out of there. You've seen us do live specials out of there. But it's the first time we're going to merge the radio side with the TV side. So it should be fun. And I'm kind of looking forward to some train wrecks. So that is coming up today. And over the next few weeks, we're going to be in there at least once or twice a week doing the show live out of there until we segue entirely into that studio. And then I can cut from in there into here with our reporters whenever they're ready to cover news and events as well. So it's pretty exciting, the facilities that we built up, thanks to all your support out there. There it is, San Francisco Chronicle. Willie Brown got low-key early warning about air travel. By the way, they changed that headline later. That was September 12th. It was Mayor Willie Brown got warning not to fly September 10th was the original headline. Was warned not to fly September 10th to New York. But then they spun it and went low-key, because it was such a big deal. Getting back to what Colonel Schaefer said, then we're going to Joe Biggs and Leanne McAdoo in New York City. He said that he's not allowed to tell us what's in the 28 pages, but Walter Jones, who's a frequent guest of this show, who a few years ago started the initiative to have those 28 pages released, he's a hero. We need to get him back on next week if we can. Now that I think about it, he'd have been perfect to have on 9/11. Ron Paul has come out and said, yes, the 28 pages, he's talked to members of Congress that have now seen it, and it shows clearly that there was prior knowledge and it was allowed to happen. Ron Paul came out last week. We're going to cover that in the fourth hour as well. So Schaefer gets called in literally and screamed at repeatedly when he comes on this show and says too much because this show has such a big effect. He says some of the stuff on Fox News he says here and doesn't even get in trouble. He's told me he gets in trouble. I'm not going to even say with who, but there's good people in the government. But at the same time, if they say too much, then obviously it could get a lot of people in trouble. But at the same time, if we don't expose this, we're going to lose everything anyways. I mean, it's gotten to that point. But how bombshell is that to have Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, not just some average Lieutenant Colonel over supply, not that that's bad, but a Lieutenant Colonel over black operations against Al-Qaeda for a decade. And he got into that because previously he was involved going in and killing them himself in caves and facilities all over the Middle East, saying our government's arming Al-Qaeda, all the Syrian rebels are Al-Qaeda, ISIS is Al-Qaeda, and that memo says that Saudi Arabia was involved and our government covered it up and knew beforehand. Exactly what Cybele Edmonds, the FBI NSA translator, whistleblower, said. It's criminal elements of our government running kids, drugs, weapons, you name it, with Al-Qaeda. Joe Biggs, reporting from New York City. What is it like for you now to know that Colonel Schaefer went public here yesterday, that he'd been on the Hill yesterday briefing Congress in a closed-door briefing, and that he and others briefed them, higher level than he is, that indeed this is Al-Qaeda, said don't do it, work with Assad to take them out if you're going to do it, like Rand Paul said. They're not going to do that. They're going to go against Assad's wishes and actually give them weapons and money. And now we know what the 28 pages shows. As Ron Paul said, clear evidence of a stand down. This is incredible. What is it like for you getting wounded, losing so many buddies over there to know this?
Quite frankly, Alex, it pisses me off to hear something like that. You know, Obama's even coming out last night in a speech saying that he wants to, once again, on the same anniversary as last year, on the eve of 9/11, goes and he tries to say that, you know, we want to go after Syria, we want to attack Assad, we are going to, you know, weaponize basically and fund more of these FSA troops over the Free Syrian Army guys. But we already know from many reports that the FSA gives the weapons over to ISIS, and it's just this huge circle. It's just
they
it's crazy.
The weapons. They're just a little happy face on Al-Qaeda so that the Pentagon can, you know, not get a rebellion of the troops learning that we're funding Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, it's just another way to clear their name. They're trying to clean their hands of
it. They launder the weapons through FSA.
Yes, that's exactly what is happening. You know, today we got out here, Alex, and this is a day that breaks my heart. You know, that the country that I believed in, I loved, betrayed me, you know, the people that died on this day, and then the many people who died because they thought, like myself, we were fighting a just thing. We were trying to stand up for our country because our country had been attacked. You know, I wanted to do something that I thought at the time was very pure and for selfless reasons. I wasn't doing it for benefits, for college, anything like that. I didn't care about that. I wanted to come out here and I was willing to put my life on the line because I thought terrorists came over here and they attacked us and they killed thousands of people. And here I am now, 13 years later, and I know the truth. You know, I joined the military basically for no reason now. You know, everything that I thought that I fought for was a complete and total lie. And I lose sleep over that. It's a nightmare. And one thing that I hate is disrespect. And the fact that I passed a federal building, the flag is not at half mast. I went inside that federal building and I asked him, why is the flag at half or not at half mast? When Nelson Mandela died, you guys had the flag at half mast. When Whitney Houston died, you had the flag at half mast. Why is the flag not at half mast on the 13th anniversary of the worst attacks on American soil?
Well, they're done with it now. They won't let the first responders or their families in to the event. It's all about Bloomberg to raise money for gun control. Yes, folks, his gun control foundation runs it. He gave it to his private foundation. What a pig.
Yeah, they're charging the families to come in. Like Leanne said yesterday, it's like going to your son or daughter's funeral and being told you have to go pay to see the grave. It is the most ridiculous thing ever.
Don't give them ideas. They'll actually put parking meters on the grave sites.
Yeah,
Joe, don't give them ideas. I predict within 1 year they're going to put parking meters on graves at Arlington. I'm not kidding. Because, see, everything's over the top now, Joe. Have you heard Obama says, I'm not even joking now, have you heard Obama says no boots on the ground even though troops were officially sent, and he says ISIS is not Islamic?
Yeah, that was a huge joke. I got into a really big rant last night when I heard that.
You guys have been filing some powerful reports. They're all up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm going to come back and talk to you more. Then we're going to talk to the lovely and talented Leanne McAdoo as well. Then we're going to open the phones up.
For all our loyal listeners, Galp and Soap Company is proud to offer a month-long Labor Day sale. Get the Superstar 1200 Collection, 65 pounds of bars, laundry, dish soap, and shampoo. Ship freight-free to the lower 48 at 5starsoap.com. Or enter to win the same Superstar 1200 Collection at GCNLive.com. The Superstar 1200 collection is estimated to last up to 2 years and save up to $1,000. Sale and contest ends September 30th. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
If you were a criminal organization that had control of the major intelligence agencies and you wanted to be able to overthrow the Bill of Rights and Constitution, you wanted to be able to establish a police state and attack any country you wanted, you would make a secret partnership with Saudi Arabia
who's been working with the West for over 100 years, and he would have them create laundered black op crazy armies that didn't even know who they were working for to run around and pillage Africa, the Middle East, Asia, you name it. So then they pull out, the West gets to come in and take over. And our troops get to die fighting them. Oh, it's a real war. They're real radical Islamicists, but they were turned loose, and now they've done it publicly in Libya and in Syria and in Egypt, and they think we're so dumb that we're now going to openly fund what Congress wouldn't fund last year and what Senator Cruz and Senator Paul spoke out against after we and others fought it. The military came out and said, we're not going to be the Air Force for Al-Qaeda. Now, okay, you'll be the Air Force for the rebels fighting Al-Qaeda, and you'll bomb any targets, we say, and they know Assad will start shooting on our aircraft because they're in their country, and then they'll go, oh, we're going to bomb Assad now, too. So I would advise Syria, and I know they're not stupid, and I'm against war and I'm against Al-Qaeda, so I will openly tell Syria what I think they should do. And as a stranger than fiction, came out in the London Telegraph that the Syrian government does listen to the show and Assad listens and does actually base policy on this show. That sounds completely arrogant and crazy, but it is news, so I might as well just say it. I don't say that a lot because it sounds so crazy, but it's been in the British newspapers. They hacked Assad's computers and published a bunch of it. I've never been to Syria. I never talked to Assad. I'd like to go see the Roman and Greek ruins there. They're better than what's in Rome and Greece, they say. Just total intact cities of stuff that, by the way, ISIS is blowing up when they get to it. But I just don't know. We articulate things so accurately from different angles that the Syrians listen to us. Take the bombing. Now, they'll probably false flag and shoot missiles at our aircraft anyways and blame it on you. Announce you're not going to shoot at the forces and then just sit there and say, we don't know why America's bombing us. It's all because if you fight back, they're going to invade and they're going to murder everybody in the country who isn't Al-Qaeda. You know they want to sack the country and blow it up and tear everything to pieces like the globalists like to do. And that's exactly basically what Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer said. If we really wanted to get rid of Al-Qaeda, Joe Biggs, former staff sergeant in Iraq, in Afghanistan, you know the region well, wouldn't we go to Assad and team up to take them out? I mean, how do you bomb the bad rebels working with the good rebels when it's well known publicly that 65% are Al-Qaeda, Joe, and then I've been told it's over 95%. Schaefer wouldn't say it on air, but little birds told me that the Pentagon knows full well they're basically all Al-Qaeda, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, they've completely taken up arms with ISIS. I mean, they have ditched all that. They are on ISIS' side. Our government wants this war with Syria so bad, it's mind-blowing. They're so thirsty for blood. They want to topple that regime just like they did in Libya. They want to go. They want to start something with Russia. They're trying to get under Putin's skin, but he's not having it. These guys are out looking for a fight. They want another war. That's how we get those contract groups to get out there, make billions of dollars. That's all this is about at the end of the day. They want more and more money. They're just evil, blood-sucking vampires.
And these globalist contractors and big banks that own them, there's not going to be anywhere to spend your money if you blow the earth up.
Yeah, but they don't understand that. Right now, they're just so high on this power trip that they have that they don't even think about the results of what they're doing.
I see that in personal life. We've all seen it. But when government acts like that, you get 20 million Germans killed thanks to Hitler. This time it'll be everybody, Joe. I mean, the London Telegraph says we've got to stop messing with Russia. It's going to cause nuclear war. That's usually a hawkish right-wing publication.
Yep.
Why are they saying that today? Because they're not insane. That's why.
It's just mind-blowing. Like I said, how long have we been saying that the ISIS threat, although funded by CIA, is a very real threat? You sent us El Paso. You know, we had to go and pull a stunt crossing the border, showing you that an ISIS jihadist could indeed come in through our southern borders. Everyone said that that was fear-mongering, they were crazy, that something like that could not happen. Yesterday, they're finally coming out, mainstream media is saying it, the Department of Homeland Security is saying that there's a legitimate ISIS threat at our southern borders. You know, if we can't pick a fight, Alex, with another country, with Syria, with Russia, what are we going to do? We're going to fund a group ourselves, and we're going to have them come into the country and open up and activate these sleeper, these terror sleeper cells. That's the only way they can get their war then, within our own country.
And take our rights away.
Exactly, just like we saw in Ferguson.
Jack Spratt could eat no fat, his wife could eat no lean. Between the two, they licked the bladder clean. You get to take over the whole world with a skeleton key, magic wand that is Al-Qaeda. I'm going to come back and finish up with you and go to Leanne. I want to get the mood down there when we come back with
your
We're
on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I get up here on air and I get hysterical. Because it's just so crazy. Our government really funded Al-Qaeda to overthrow Libya. They tried to work with us for 8 years and invested their money with us and let in all the U.S. corporations and French corporations. And the French turned around because Gaddafi invested most of the money with them and just stabbed him in the back and used it to bring in black ops to then turn that country that was just beautiful, the infrastructure, the education. I'm not for socialism because the only time it works is if there's one dictator and they actually distribute the money, but then people get decadent. But it actually worked in Libya. I'm a total capitalist, but compared to the rest of Africa, it became a safe haven. That place is an admitted failed state, worst place in the world. 50,000 people dead conservatively, most of them being chopped up by Al-Qaeda. Then our government tried to overthrow the second most populous country in Africa, Egypt, to put Al-Qaeda basically in. And what's crazy is when they put the Muslim Brotherhood in, they let Al-Qaeda in to just run around and just start murdering people and blowing up military bases. I've got so much family that's fought these folks in Afghanistan, mainly in Iraq, and they go, man, listen, these people will take their kid, pour gasoline all over them. I was talking to my cousin about this. And then call in a medevac saying they've been burned in a car fire. And then when you land, the guy's dad will come out and try to blow himself up. And again, I'm not defending the West and the wars and the invasions. I understand that. Our government goes, stirs them up, funds the most radical people, and then lets us have a war with them to take our liberties. It's so sick. And now they're doing it in Syria and Iraq. And Obama says, I'm going to ask Congress for funding to the rebels to take out Al-Qaeda when the rebels are 90%+ Al-Qaeda. And to confuse people, Obama says ISIL, ISIS, IS, Al-Qaeda in Iraq, Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. In any military journal, it is not debatable that ISIS is made up of Al-Qaeda in Iraq, Al-Qaeda in Syria. They call themselves Al-Qaeda in Libya. This is Al-Qaeda, funded by Saudi Arabia. It's in mainstream German, Dutch, British newspapers. Just type it in. Saudi Arabia armed ISIS. They gave them armored vehicles, rocket launchers. It's all U.S. stuff Saudi Arabia bought. But our government's so arrogant, they have C-130s landing in Jordan and Turkey, and they go to bases, and the Al-Qaeda people come up to the airplanes as 45-year-old, 65-year-old CIA people sit there with their mouths hanging open. I mean, normally they would send a truck with some troops or something to then deliver it to Al-Qaeda. They make our troops and CIA people actually go meet with Al-Qaeda. I mean, can you imagine being in the CIA and pulling up, landing in a plane and getting off, and there's guys with beards with Al-Qaeda patches, and you're giving them Stinger missiles? That's what Tosh Plumlee talked about here. It's all been confirmed. I'm going to go back to Joe Biggs and Leanne McAdoo because you guys have a lot of reports to follow for the nightly news tonight. You're doing a great job. Joe, I just keep marveling. It's not even about arming Al-Qaeda. The story's bigger than that. It's the mind games of changing the names to confuse us. And what do you think they're planning there? Because I mean, how are they going to, you know, this is to overthrow Assad. How are they going to spin this back when they armed them to attack Assad? Now they claim they're attacking him, but it's really an attack on Assad. Or do you think they're planning some new big terror attack that'll be so emotional that people will forget and will say blow up Assad and maybe blame him or something? Kind of like they blamed Saddam when it was Saudi Arabia. I mean, what do you think's happening here, Joe? You fought these people. You fought Al-Qaeda.
Well, the biggest thing is the hearts and minds. They want you to feel like the bad guy that they want you to, whoever they, you know, Assad, that's our bad guy. Right? So we paint that picture. Now the only way to get the hearts and minds of the American people to back a war with them is to feel like there's some kind of humanitarian crisis happening in that area. That's what happened a year ago. They said there were these chemical attacks. All this stuff is bad. So Assad's bad, 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 bad. Let's go fund the Free Syrian Army, which, by the way, are a lot of the same rebels in Libya who also admit that Al-Qaeda is with them, which is now ISIS. You know, a lot of people
forget.
And
they launched the chemical attack.
Exactly. They want you to feel like there's a humanitarian crisis involved. That's how you get 90% of the hearts and minds of Americans, the sheep, the people who are asleep, not paying attention. They flip on CNN, Fox News, and they see the kids sitting in a cell somewhere. They see little kids running around crying. That's all they see. They see that in one area where that camera's pointing. Meanwhile, while the rest of it's going on, the people are like, this isn't even happening here. They just want you to see that right there. That's all they care about. It's always going to be a humanitarian crisis to get these people here amped up to back the president to go on some bogus war again so we lose more Americans in a stupid war.
Exactly, but this time it's not even flimsy. It's totally transparent. You've got Rand Paul and others saying, don't arm Al-Qaeda. We're about to give money to the same people we fought. You've got generals saying it. And then the Republican leadership is lined up saluting Obama, Boehner, going, yes, we're going to back arming the rebels to stop Al-Qaeda when it's the same people. What are they going to do when Al-Qaeda attacks the United States and Europe with these weapons?
Well, ISIS was very disorganized until a few months ago, where they have ramped up and gotten a lot more leadership. I don't know if you remember, we gave them the leadership with a deserter named Bo Bergdahl. We traded him for five top leaders who are now back in the mix leading these men. I'm guarantee you they've got their hands in there. That leadership is in play, and they're helping these guys get structured and learn how to game plan the right way.
And, of course, while these leaders were held for years, they were being told the real game plan at the highest level that, oh, you're going to go out and do this, you're going to destabilize, but you don't go into Kurdistan, you don't go into Iran, this is the deal, we're breaking Iraq in three parts, you're going to get a piece of it, and a piece of Syria, now go play dumb. But then they're so out of control, and they're always turning on each other as well, that they went outside the lines, they painted outside the numbers, and went into Kurdistan, and they even attacked Jordan a few weeks ago. And so it may be they're really getting ready to attack ISIS, because they've double-crossed the West. My point is, what are you doing working with Al-Qaeda publicly? I mean, it's just, that's what I'm saying, Joe. How do they get away with this? I don't see the establishment pulling this off this time. And they better know that if they let Al-Qaeda attack the United States, I don't care how many times they change the name. They can change the name of Toucan Sam tomorrow. We know who's behind this. The 9/11 truth will totally expose them this time.
The thing is, though, the people have been dumbed down so much that truly Obama can be so transparent and throw things in our face that most people won't even pay attention or see it. They won't even care. You could see Obama in a video going, all right, I want you guys to attack the southern borders. And people would turn on the TV and watch and go, nah, that's not, he didn't do that. You know, that's how transparent they've been able to be. Every plan that they've wanted up until now has worked.
Sure. And when we say inside job, the media always spun that down to dumbed down propaganda that means the police blew up the towers or that means there are no Muslim extremists. No, that's not what we ever said. We said, wow, the head of the embassy says they were ordered to let the hijackers in. They were CIA. Hey, the head of the Defense Language School in Monterey says he trained Muhammad Atta and others. They were U.S. government agents. Hey, NORAD stood down. Hey, they're using this to take our liberties. Hey, they're using this to attack countries that had nothing to do with it. This is a pretext by criminal groups inside the country double-crossing us with Saudi Arabia and others, period.
There's no way that many coincidences happen on a one-sided assault. The only way for that many coincidences to happen are for both parties to be involved, the U.S. and the terrorists as well.
Not once, not twice, not 10 times, more than 15 times. I want to get him back on. He speaks good English. Andres von Bülow was the German defense minister. Then he was the head of their CIA. He wrote a 300-page book. I have had him on the show, and the headline is The CIA Executed 9/11. That's what it translates into English. This is the head of the German CIA, highly respected, Andres von Bülow. And here's his quote, to hijack four huge airplanes within a few minutes and within 1 hour to drive them into their targets with complicated flight maneuvers, this is unthinkable without years-long support from secret apparatus of the state and industry. Andres von Bülow, former Secretary of State in the German Federal Ministry of Defense. And that is up on Infowars.com. And he actually, in the book, breaks down, and he said on the air, the entire German Defense Command and the entire German intelligence knew instantly there were bombs. Instantly. I mean, these aren't morons. They were all just standing there with their mouths hanging open. Then they saw the insider trading by the executive director of the CIA, Buzzy Krongard, even came out in Der Spiegel. Because Germans went public. They went, this is a Reichstag event. I mean, Andres von Bülow, folks, guy's like 170 IQ. He wrote a book proving that it was an inside job. Bare minimum, they We know they put the hijackers on, and the few air calls that actually got out said, we can't breathe, there's gas, there's smoke. They nerve gassed the people, remote control took over, flew the planes into buildings. The hijackers were trained for drills to test airport security in a CIA Defense Department program. That's why if you're a cop or anybody else, don't be part of secret drills, because they're getting ready to say cops and military are going to blow stuff up. That's the next deal. One time out of 200, it'll be a real, terror attack. So most of the time it's a real drill. But this is how they set people up. I want to go to Leanne McAdoo, Joe Biggs. We're going to get more from you. Probably if you've got more to report coming up during the special fourth hour, we're going to focus in on 9/11 today. I'm going to have open phones next hour. We're also going to get Jerome Corsi to pop in on ISIS and the Muslim Brotherhood and their original investigative reporting, because I brought up to Colonel Schaefer yesterday that we know his cousin Odinga has been confirmed to be sending hundreds of millions out of Kenya just north to Egypt to overthrow that government. That's come out in trials, and that they're connected into the attacks on the shopping malls and stuff. So as this comes out, it's even more crazy than I thought it could be, because usually presidents are puppets, and I've said Obama's a puppet. What do you think the real strategy is with Obama and his cousin trying to overthrow a U.S. ally that's done nothing to us like Egypt? His Skype just dropped. We're going to get him back. And then get Leanne on. Again, I am just ranting here, ladies and gentlemen, and just going over the different angles of this, trying to figure out exactly what's going on. That's how we come to the answers and the conclusions that 98% of the time turn out to be accurate. It's why we've made so many accurate predictions. It's why Japanese government listens, Russian government listens, Syrian government listens, our government listens. We're number one with the military, number one with the police now, just across the board. And it's because we aren't putting on airs. We're not reading off teleprompters. We're looking for the truth. And it's not simple. It's not a soundbite here. We get bad men. We bomb Al-Qaeda. And it's really Assad. There are no boots in ground. ISIS, not part of Islam. Joe, what do you make of him saying it's not part of Islam again and saying there's no boots on the ground as it's announced he's sending ground troops?
Yeah, I mean, that's the funniest part. Yeah, there's no troops, but we're sending troops. And we already said a while back that we sent some as well. But, yeah, that was one of the most interesting things that Obama said last night, is that ISIS is not of Islam. He said, because everyone's claiming that this is a holy war, and that if that's the case, then Islam would have nothing to do with killing innocent Muslims. But the funny part is, though, he never once mentioned the thousands of Christians they, killed in Aribi, Iraq. He didn't say anything about that at all. I don't think he really cared about that. But that was a very interesting point, that he's saying that they're not of Islam and they have nothing to do with that.
Why won't our government ever talk about Christians getting killed? It's like Christians are used cat litter with this government.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're the new anti-everything. Anybody who is a Christian, who is a returning veteran, we're all terrorists. We're all being watched. You know, they're hacking into our equipment and our phones, our microwaves. It's just mind-blowing, this police state that we live in. And they want another war. They want an attack on American soil, because we saw what happened in Ferguson. That they can make that happen so quick and so intense, to where you're told where you can be, where you can't go, what you can do, how you can look at somebody. It's crazy. And it gives me goosebumps just to think about that. I hate it.
But the border is wide open, but illegals get to fly without IDs. That's confirmed 3 weeks ago. We already have seen that.
And Reid and Feinstein say that the borders are completely secure. There's nothing to worry about. They're the most secure they've ever been. It's funny, though, because every time I've been to the border, I have literally been able to cross a border if I wanted to.
And let's be very crystal clear about this. You're not out in the middle of nowhere crossing. You were in a park by downtown El Paso. Yeah. Dressed as an Al-Qaeda ISIS with an Al-Qaeda flag and a sword and a fake severed head.
Yeah, I saw the Mexican Border Patrol. They pulled up and they just pulled down a street on the Mexican side. They turn around and leave. They don't stop, get out and look around, so anybody could literally just be sitting there waiting on them to drive up, turn around, and then cross like we did. It's just patience. They have patience.
And this is in El Paso. So all I'm saying is, don't take my rights saying you're keeping me safe. I'll take the threat of Al-Qaeda that you've armed. It's now becoming a real threat. And because I know the real target is my freedom. We're going to go to break and come back with two segments with Leanne McAdoo. And then I'm going to give the number out and take phone calls. Thank you, Joe Biggs. We're going to go to break and come back with Leanne. Also, please remember that this hour is brought to you by all of the InfoWars Life products. You can find them online at InfoWarsLife.com. I seek out the most cutting-edge supplements that are in development and are brand new or are staple products known to be the very best. They're all available at InfoWarsLife.com. We have the Oxy Powder that has now become the number one bestseller we've ever had. Because, I mean, the pitch yesterday was so true. I went on this 2 weeks ago after them pushing me for months to try it. I'm like, take oxygen pills? I finally did, and it is incredible. This will flush you out like nothing you've ever imagined. I mean, I can just say it will because it does. I mean, this is incredible. And it is such a detoxifying effect. I mean, I was so toxic over the years, so full of stress. I'm still in the process, but of all the things I've done, the high-quality X2 proprietary nascent iodine, the colloidal silver, the supermel vitality that's incredible, all of it, at InfoWarsLife.com, this was just a quantum leap flushing me out. So Oxy Powder, very simple name, very powerful concept, proprietary, so that it releases in your intestines, not in your stomach, and just pushes everything out. I mean, you think you've done some kind of other cleanse before, or you eat a bunch of salad. No. This is completely different. The oxygen literally eats through all the garbage. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139, and your purchase makes the entire broadcast possible. 888-253-3139. It's a win-win. Try it, folks.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another two servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom prison. And time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down the San Antonio. When I was just a baby,
Johnny Cash bringing us in. Leanne McAdoo is in New York City. Leanne, you guys have been filing a lot of powerful reports for the Nightly News and InfoWars.com. There's so much to talk about. What hits you 13 years later being so close to that horrific scene? I'm just glad there hadn't been a terror attack in the last few days or today, like Homeland Security said was imminent. Do you think that was more fear-mongering?
Leanne McAdoo reporting for InfoWars.com, standing here outside One World Trade Center, the site of where the worst terror attack on the country has ever happened. And yes, Alex, I am very excited and very happy that we have not been the victims of this latest terror threat that we've, Homeland Security is kind of backtracking, saying, no, there's not a threat, but there is a threat.
Are you feeling safer, though, that we're going to arm the Al-Qaeda rebels to fight Al-Qaeda?
I think that's an excellent choice by the president. They're on this weird time loop of every single year arming the very people that they're going to go to war with about a year later. So it makes sense. I guess they just want to make sure that they're on even ground with the weaponry.
It's almost like a Rolex Swiss movement. It's so exact. But I don't expect them to actually really attack ISIS. They'll probably just attack Assad and then have like a South Park-style puppet get up there and say, I'm Assad, I'm Al-Qaeda. And I guess the American people will buy it, Leanne.
Right, absolutely. Well, that's this gaslighting from this administration. It's just, it's infuriating when the president comes out last night and says, one thing I want to be clear on, Islamic State is not Islam. I mean, why with all of the political correctness? What is that helping? That is going to get people killed. These people believe that they are the ultimate version of Islam. They're going to slaughter the blood and spill the blood of all Americans in the world until they get the world under Sharia law. So here are people that think that they are the ultimate version of Islam. So if you have some Muslims out there who are maybe, you know, searching for the truth or they want to take it a step further, and then they're hearing these mixed messages of, you know, people converting to Islam and going and joining these jihadi movements because that's the ultimate sacrifice to Allah. Like, that's a confusing message to send to people. People are literally going and joining these people and sacrificing their lives.
And the British government lets them fly back and forth. This is all sanctioned by the West. And then they're going to use these people when they come back and blow stuff up to take Leanne McAdoo's liberties, Alex Jones's liberties, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs' liberties, John Gonzalez's liberties, that's just John Doe. I mean, this is happening.
Right, and we're not allowed to talk about it because then that makes us racist, makes us insensitive, or we're bigots. You know, the only people that we can think of as a terror threat are returning veterans and patriots and people that are pro-life. These are the real terrorists.
That's what political correctness is. It's simply amazing. You guys have filed a bunch of reports. I saw some of them last night and this morning. What else have you been working on? What else is coming up for people that are going to see the Nightly News?
Well, we're headed back over to Times Square. We're supposed to be speaking with the Batman. He was very heated about the fact that the city is trying to make them remove their masks because of terrorism. And he was saying in a very thick foreign accent, this is America and the Constitution, and there's a reason why it's here, and we have the freedom to do what we want and to wear what we want. This is America.
That's right. In fact, you're down close to ground zero right now, aren't you?
Yes, absolutely. Right here, One World Trade Center, where obviously the symbology is the where the two towers fell and then merged into one.
And they have that new building that looks like a giant pyramid. If you look at it, the whole face of it's really a big pyramid. I've never really noticed that in photos. When you look at the video, you can see it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Open your eyes. It's time to give your eyes a powerful nutritional boost. Sight is the primary input to the brain, arguably making eyesight the most important sense we have. And just like the other important organs in our bodies, our eyes function at peak levels when they are fed the proper amounts of essential nutrition. Open your eyes. Combining key ingredients like vitamin A, zinc, lutein, proprietary saffron bulb extracts, and more, OcuPower by InfoWars Life is the new formulation specifically designed to nutritionally assist the natural function of healthy eyes. Optimize the natural power of your eyes with the latest addition to the super high-quality InfoWars Life formulations, OcuPower. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to order OcuPower or call 1-888-253-3139. OcuPower. Open your eyes.